Hey there, Snitch, it's Mick. It's Mickey, your landlord. I thought my name was funny for a second, but it's not funny, Snitch. This is business call. I know you're not gonna get this, because I've been using your mobile as a back scratcher, which, as you know, is in the contract of the lease that you signed, that I forfeit the use of my mobile for when Mickey has a rash, which I do have, because I was sleeping in mustard last night, and as you will be familiar, I react badly to the skin. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I need you to come down to the police station, bail me out, because I was I broke into the zoo earlier, and they caught me trying to teach the cheetahs to gamble, because of that joke where you don't... It would, cheetahs cheat. It's funny. You know it's funny, but,
Excuse me, sir.
Hold on a second.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
What is your full name?
No, I'm not telling you my full name. Why you gotta know my full name? What, are you writing a book or something?
Sir, I'm gonna need you
get
to
out.
Call.
You don't need a...
Sir, this is not your legal right.
Don't talk to me about
sir.
The law you need my name. How about
sir,
I
please
teach
don't
you
touch me, sir.
About the law of when I punch your dick in the face?
Please.
Yeah? You wanna know that law? Come on here, you wise guy.
Sir, put your pants back on.
Let's go! And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years, Lindsay Price, joins me in the studio yet again.
It's great to be here, Michael, but I think we need a new intro.
We do. I mean, Let's not lie.
The 20 years thing is getting a bit old.
Yeah, well, it's literally becoming the intro is you asking for a new intro now. The past 5 intros have been that. We need a new one of that.
Let's skip to the funnies. Let's get to the content. What do we have installed for us today, Michael?
In 3, 2, 1, Lindsay. A massive podcast.
Massive.
Stock prices. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about a couple of dudes I found on the internet that freaked me out.
And we've got a brand new idea for City Rail.
That's all up soon on the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Stay tuned. Michael, today I was catching the train into the studios to be here to do the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right on time too.
And there was a girl sitting a few rows in front of me to the left, and she was in her sports gear. She'd done a run or something like that.
All right, yeah.
Now,
what was she wearing?
No, come on, Michael, let's keep this.
Sorry. Oh, I go to that mode so easily, like a duck to water.
And she literally changed her whole attire on the train.
On the train.
On the train, except for pants. Everything was. She changed everything.
Wow.
And I was sitting here going, what's happening here? Am I meant to pay you somewhere? And the Asian guy sitting next to me, he was loving it. He was getting everything. And there was another German pair next to me. They're going, well, is this normal?
Are you sitting on the most multicultural train in the world?
It was really weird. And I'm just like, what is it? Does this happen?
There's a Russian chick getting changed sitting next to a Chinese dude, and the German guy is
throwing $5 bills.
Yeah, wow. He's getting one of these new stripper trams.
Stripper trains.
That's amazing.
So you get to go to a strip club and get to where your destination. That's great.
That's not a bad idea.
Strip train.
Strip trains.
Hey guys, do you like trains? Do you like boobs? Yeah, you do. Then you're gonna love Strip Train.
All the entertainment have been on City Rail.
Attention all passengers, piss off.
With a big old pair of norks in your face.
You ain't seen pole dancing like this before.
The poles are a little bit smaller.
And there's about 15 of them.
Next stop, Stripsville. Get ready, guys. Crystal's getting on at Burwood. What are you doing? Reading a book?
Come on, fellas, have a look.
And all our lovely ladies come equipped with ticket-checking machines, so make sure you've paid your fare, you cheap f***s. And with every My Multi ticket purchase, you get one free lap dance. But not from one of the hot ones.
One of the ones with saggy tattoos.
Can I see your ticket? Cool. And your dick?
Strip train. Get rid of lost steam.
Strip train.
Strip train.
Now, we're both men here, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, well?
Well, I'm just, yes.
We're men.
We're men.
Men have needs.
What kind of needs?
Well, just needs in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Food, sleep.
Food, sleep.
Maslow's, hierarchy of needs, that kind of stuff.
A little bit of... Hanky panky.
A little bit of hanky panky.
A little bit of hanky panky.
Action Jackson.
Whether it be, a little bit of Action Jackson.
A bit of Donkey Kong.
Get it on like Donkey Kong.
Get it on like Donkey Kong.
Good. Yeah, a bit like that. Whether it be with another individual.
Yep.
Or more than one individual. I ain't judging.
We're not limited.
We're not limited here. Or maybe it's by yourself.
By yourself.
Just a little bit of alone time.
Have a bit of fun.
Okay, so it's fair to say that maybe we have stumbled upon a pornographic site in our years.
Okay.
So I know the name of pornographic sites, right? You've heard of RedTube. We mentioned it literally on the last podcast.
Yes, we did, RedTube.
So I was on my iPhone the other day. I go into...
You went onto the app, checked things out.
No, I didn't go on a RedTube.
On your premium account.
People will know with an iPhone, right?
Streaming in HD.
No, Lindsay.
Also vibrates when you look
at it. I'm way too cheap for that. You know that. No, but you know when you go into Safari on your iPhone, people's iPhones will know this, that you can go into like incognito mode now.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, so I'd prefer to keep it in that just in case.
Yeah,
you know?
In case someone looks at your phone and goes through your history.
Exactly. So I went on my phone the other day to search for something totally nothing to do with that. And I typed in S. I was looking up something stupid. It was like Googling something when I was drunk.
Yeah.
And I typed in S and it came up with stock prices, which is like this one bookmark that's in there. And I'm like, what is this? And then I realized underneath stock prices, it said www.uporn.com. And I was like, what is this? Why does it say stock prices and it's got uporn underneath it? And I started thinking, is this something that Apple's put into their iPhones for guys? So we're just like, you know, if you're
ever... Checking the stock prices.
So I'm just going to check the stock prices. Let's see. And I'm typing in.
It's
I'm
a
like,
good day today, guys.
And I thought, okay, maybe it's a little bit of leftover history. I might have gone there or something. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So I went clear the history and stuff, thinking this is weird. I went to type in S again. It comes up with stock prices again. I'm like, what is going on? Does Apple know about this? Has one of their engineers slipped this into their iPhone?
Michael, okay. I'm on the case. I want to check this out.
Okay, well, Lindsay, let me stop you there because I've got an answer for you already.
Oh,
okay.
you got the answer.
I've got the answer. Now, I may have tricked myself into this one.
isn't it great?
One night I was lying in bed and it all came back to me and I remembered... There was a period when I was down in Melbourne and we were without internet and I needed to know that I could get to a certain site fairly quickly.
Okay.
And I realised that I had bookmarked it under stock prices. And I had,
in case of emergency.
Like 2 years ago and had completely forgotten about it. And I hit it so well, I tricked myself 2 years later thinking that Apple had put it in there.
That's genius, Michael.
I'm a bloody genius.
Genius.
I tricked myself. Nobody else is going to know.
Like, and you surprise yourself. Look at this. Oh.
Too bad if I actually wanted to look up stock prices.
Michael, currently I am house sitting for my friends who are away in Japan.
Your friends.
And your friends.
Our friends.
Our friends.
Come on.
Okay.
A big community here.
Yeah.
They're in Japan though, so they're neither of our friends at the moment.
Yeah, neither of our friends. So they're going to Japan, Korea, and I'm house sitting, looking after the place, making sure no burglars come in or someone tries to steal.
Yeah, we want those burglars coming through, would you?
Or someone tries to
steal everything
in their apartment, which is like three stories high.
Not even getting the fact that you said burglar wrong, but that's all right.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to roll with it,
Michael. I don't want to get burglared.
Or someone tries to steal their Wi-Fi, something like that.
Oh,
I'm there.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm there to protect it.
Sure, okay.
Mum and Dad came in yesterday just to check it out.
All right.
And to tell you the truth...
You've been there for 2 days and you brought your parents over to check it out.
I was a little jazzed. I was a little jazzed, like... I've never moved out before, so this is the first time they've come to visit where I'm living separately.
And you've been there for 2 days.
They brought cake.
They bring you. Have you told your parents you've literally moved in there? Oh, no.
I'm only here for a week, but this is my home.
Sorry, I got kicked out by the landlords, a.k.a. our friends getting back from Japan.
My parents were leaving yesterday. Now, I only have the key. There's two locks on the door.
Yeah.
There's the knob lock.
And the deadlock.
I only have the key to the deadlock. Now, at home, we only use the door lock. As I was walking out, I didn't lock the door. My dad just hit the button.
I knew, yep.
Very subtly. All I had was my keys, not my phone, not my wallet. I'm just like, I'll be 1 second. I'm just showing him out the door.
Yeah.
That's okay. I show him out, go down the elevator, see you later. Blah, blah, blah. go back up to the apartment, grab the knob. It's locked. I'm like, no, no.
Second day.
I have no idea. I have no contacts. I don't have a phone. And you were coming around later. I was like, I have no way of contacting you. I'm just like, I am lost. I'm totally lost.
Is it bad that my first instinct for that would to be shimmy up the building from the outside?
I was thinking that. I was thinking of like finding a towel or something. Come on. And just Spider-Maning it up.
Literally, I don't care who you are. If you're a guy and you get yourself locked out, the first thing you think is, how can I get out from the balcony?
It was only three stories. I'm just like,
you can do that.
I can do that. Three stories. Even if I fall.
They got a drain pipe somewhere, right?
I'll grab onto that. I was just like, whoa. Turns out a very friendly couple helped me out and they got in contact with like the caretaker. He charged me $50 to $50 to unlock it.
Wow. Which getting along well with the landlord already.
Yep. It's great. And I just had to lie about my name because I'm not meant to be there. So that's fun.
So locked yourself out, committed identity fraud.
Yep.
Possibly scaling a building.
It's great house sitting, Michael.
I'm glad I haven't come over yet.
It's a wonderful experience.
It's a travesty. Have you done any kind of washing up or any cleaning of any kind yet?
Well,
no.
The dishes, no. I'll do them all before they come.
What you said last time. What happened last time?
Well, there was an emergency and I had to leave the dishes. And I got a bad rap.
Everybody got back and there was moldy dishes everywhere. Don't let Lindsay House sit.
I let them have my inflatable pool for like 3 weeks. That was the best. That was the best present ever.
We bought that together, by the way.
Yeah,
it's our inflatable pool.
It was there so long that there was tagpoles growing.
Lindsay, the Snitcherlands podcast, it lacks something.
What does it lack, Michael? It lacks a lot of things.
Oh, well,
credibility, yeah. Fans.
Yeah, fans, morals.
Hilarity.
Funny things. Good hosts.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things it lacks, Lindsay, but there is one specific thing that I've noticed recently because one of us has a background in it and one of us doesn't.
What's that? Okay?
Gaming.
Yes.
It was bound to come up once.
See, I have the background in gaming.
Yes, you do.
You do not.
I do not have any background in gaming, Lindsay. Okay?
Get out of here, non-gamer.
I know, right? I feel bad.
Yeah.
I honestly do because you do or did a podcast called Rooster Teeth, which was a
Root Teeth,
Root Teeth, which was a gaming podcast as well.
Yeah, and a lot of our audiences are gaming. You know, gamers.
It's a bit of crossover.
It's a little bit of crossover.
And I thought, you know what? Let's bring some more over, okay? Let's let Snitch bring some over.
What are you bringing over?
I'm about to do Snitch's gaming segment right now. I'm going to do a gaming segment.
You can do a gaming segment.
I haven't made up an intro for it. Here it is.
Nintendo. PlayStation. Joysticks.
Control pads.
Hey, come over and play some World of Warcraft.
Why don't you?
Do you know about games, bro?
Weird music.
Games are awesome and I play them. Hey, I love games. They're the best.
It's Snitch's Gaming Corner.
Hey, how about that, huh?
How are you going to do a gaming segment?
Oh, well, I've done a little bit of research, okay?
What research?
I think I know what I'm talking about now.
I don't think you know. No. You're not a seasoned gamer. You're not hardcore.
Okay.
You're probably playing, like, Farmville 2 or something.
Check this out, all right? Hey, Lizman.
Yeah.
Just having a conversation here, okay? Just two gamers, just chatting. How about that Mass Effect 3, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I hear the AI in that is off the hook.
Michael, if you knew anything, Mass Effect 3 was largely rejected by Mass Effect fans.
Yeah, well, but the AI was good, though. That was one of the main things they said. You know, everything else is bad, but the AI is good.
Yeah, the AI is good. You're not wrong there.
Really? I was right?
Well, yes.
All right. We're bringing them over. So how good are energy drinks, huh? Energy drinks are great.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just the other night, I downed like three of them, and I just fragged the night away.
Well, you're doing all right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah. Halo 4's coming out with some Mountain Dew drinks, which I guess you could say were energy drinks.
Hey, that's, yep.
And frag grenades, yeah, that's working well.
Frags.
You know your stuff. Yep. Okay, fair enough.
Cool. I got to say, though.
Yeah.
I definitely prefer AMD graphic cards to Radeon, but at a pinch, I'd go XFX.
Well, that's more of a
gaming knowledge.
No, that's more of a computing thing, not gaming.
Oh, so you're a console gamer? That's right. I got some material for that. Hold on.
You're a poser.
I'm not a poser, Lindsman.
No, you don't.
I'm just a man that loves his games. Okay. Like I said, I'm just out on there playing Black Ops all night long on Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Or Kinect? Which one's the one where you talk to people on it?
Your microphone, Kinect. You can talk to people through Kinect.
Through Kinect?
Yeah.
So it's okay, well, good.
Well, you yell out things like reload and it actually reloads for you.
Really?
Or throw grenades.
I mean, of course. Obviously.
Yeah.
I've got one. Also, all people are stupid and so are jocks.
Well,
that was Snitches Gaming Segment.
It's Snitches Gaming Corner.
It's Revenge of the Nerds 3 here.
We're going to get stabbed out in the street by one of your Rue Teeth friends, I can tell.
Get him!
Bring it on! I just want to address something serious with the listeners.
Oh, we're never serious on this show.
No, we're not serious, but I just want to get it out there. We've been getting some emails, some complaints, actually.
Oh, really?
About the podcast that we swear too much.
Oh, okay.
The podcast. There's been a few swears in there, maybe two or three. I'm not going to lie, most of them from me.
Yep.
On the
probably
podcast.
Some from me too. Let's not take you all the
no, fair
blame.
Enough. No, I'm not going to take all the blame for it. Okay. But I've decided to put some measures in place so this stops.
Okay.
Because we are serious here in the podcast.
Yeah, we take it professionally.
We take it professionally. We do play silly buggers a lot of the time, but we like to bring you a professional and a very good quality podcast.
Yes, a very proper podcast. Yeah. Family friendly.
So what I've actually done is I've got our friend Dave. Dave, he's a great, he's a software engineer.
He's a champ.
Yeah, he's just graduated uni and he was actually looking for a project to start on. So I've given him a project to start on an app that replaces our swear words with other words that we've said.
Oh, brilliant.
So
brilliant.
It's perfect. So there's no more bleeps in the podcast anymore. It's just going to be this app replacing with other words.
Okay, so
words.
Let me get this clear. When we say a swear word, it will replace that word with another word.
I've actually already got it on.
Oh, have you got the actual app here?
Yeah, I've got it. I've just got it turned on already.
Oh, unreal. Okay, let's try it out.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's a
I like the smell of my own farts.
An awesome app. Whoa.
Oh, that's...
That wasn't meant to happen.
Okay, let me try it. Snitch, you're a
bushy eyebrows turn me on.
Great guy.
Whoa.
Oh. Hey, what setting have you got that on?
I don't... There's only one setting. I mean, I got Dave to make it from random stuff that we've said before, but I don't remember you saying that. I think this app is
I think of Lindsay when I'm in the shower.
Whoa!
No, Michael, I never said that.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, Lindsay.
Okay, because either you or that app is a piece of shit.
Snitch has a cute ass.
Whoa! Okay, Lindsay, turn the app off, Lindsay. Turn the
I agree with Alan Jones.
App off.
No, you did it again! Everyone just calm the
I bought a One Direction CD.
Down!
I've turned it off, Lindsay.
Oh, man.
It's done. Oh.
Thank fucking Christ.
Now, Lindsay, you've been on the internet. You know YouTube.
Yes.
You could say you're more of a YouTuber than I am.
Yeah, I'd say that's fairly correct. Yeah.
You're a visual guy. You enjoy videos.
Yeah.
Now, YouTube has a whole kind of community around it that has big YouTube people.
Celebrities like...
Yeah, Natalie Tran.
Toby Tobuscus, who we had on the show.
Oh, we did actually,
For like 2 seconds.
A 2 second grab from Lindsay when he went to the US.
Yep.
Toby was on here. We get to say that now.
Yep.
Also, there's all sorts of like Kasim G, these massive channels where you know people put up videos and they get millions and millions of views. Now, there is a channel called Rhett and Link.
Rhett and Link?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're actually, if you've heard of, now this is talking to the real internet
gurus,
connoisseurs out there.
Yep.
If you've heard of Chuck Tester.
I've heard of Chuck Tester.
Nope. It's Chuck Tester. If you know what that means, they're the guys that made that ad. They make ads and they make funny things. They make viral videos.
Okay. That's their business.
Yeah. And they're huge on the internet. Honestly, I'm surprised you haven't heard of them. I was hoping you had.
I probably have seen something by them. I just haven't realized it.
Yeah. You probably have seen a viral video of theirs. Now, Rhett and Link. They're two dudes, all right?
Okay.
Now, let's see if you start seeing some similarities here, okay? Two guys, two internet guys, they make videos on the internet. They make stuff on the internet.
Okay. Sounds like us.
Can I put a ding in there? They've got they've grown up together, okay? They've known each other since, year one of primary school.
This sounds very similar.
They had similar girl interests during high school. In which video were they actually talk about that? Something we haven't actually discussed yet.
Well, let's not touch on that.
We may touch on that later. Okay, one of the guys, check this out, is taller and he's got short hair, possibly to hide the fact that he's slightly balding. There's also a shorter guy with longer hair, also to disguise the fact that he's slightly balding. Okay? The only problem is the short guy wears glasses.
Oh. Hmm.
So we've seen a flaw in their plan there.
The mix-up.
But they also are successful.
That's...
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
We're very similar, but just...
That's the main kind of... That's
success and glasses. That's what we slipped up. Maybe if I give you the glasses, we'll be successful. It's all your fault.
Give me the glasses. Quickly.
Take them. Okay. Snitch is putting on the glasses. The magic is complete.
You're listening to...
We're not famous.
Unless I go to the webpage soon and we've got like another million subscribers.
Are your eyes watering from where?
That is killing me. I was trying to hold it together wearing your glasses. That is amazing.
You're like closing your eyes.
It's like Coke bottle bottoms.
Shut up, man. Make an image here.
Rhett and Link, though, seriously, stop stealing our shtick.
A shtick.
A shtick.
Oh, a shtick.
Professional.
Michael, I'm angered. I'm annoyed by today's society and today's cooking community in general.
Cooking community.
Like everyone who releases a cookbook.
You're angered by them.
I'm angered by it because I want to know. We've been cooking for thousands and thousands of years, right? I thought by this time we would have figured out the most best way.
The most best way. We've also been talking for thousands of years, Lindsay.
We haven't figured that out either. The best way to cook one meal. Example, spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
I want to cook the best spaghetti bolognese, but there's different cookbooks for a variety of ways to cook it. I just want to cook it the best way. I just want everyone to get down to cook the best spaghetti bolognese and figure out the recipe, and then we just release it in this big ultimate cookbook.
The ultimate cookbook.
So, I don't want all these thousands of cookbooks that like pollute my bookstore.
Yeah.
I just want one book.
So you want to get like Jamie Oliver, Matt Moran.
Just everyone together in a room and it's like, let's figure out this meal so we know exactly how to cook it.
So we're like a round table of the top chefs.
Exactly.
And say, let's put all our recipes into the one
And don't forget your mums. Yeah. Your mum cooks the base meals too.
Obviously.
She's got to be in the room too.
Get the mums into it as well.
Yeah. They've got to like...
That'll be wrapped. If I know anything, mums love chefs. Okay.
They
will be there.
Yeah.
They will be there with bells on.
But why can't... We've been cooking for thousands of years. How come we don't know the ultimate way to cook one thing? Okay. How do we know not that? How come we haven't collaborated all together? How come everyone's just sold their own little book? Get some money. Let's all... If we really love cooking, why can't we just come together to figure out these things?
Well,
we can go to the moon, but we can't figure out how to cook spaghetti bolognese because everyone's got their own different recipes. Let's just have one ultimate recipe.
Okay, well, you've already touched on probably the reason why this won't work. Like I said before, let's get all the chefs around one table, right?
Yeah.
What are they going to say? Hey, let's all put our recipes together into one book. Okay, so who gets the money from that book? Because I've been making millions of dollars off my cookbooks.
It's not
What's Jamie Oliver going to say? It's like, all those books that I've got out that are making me just tons of money. Oh, so you just want me to destroy them? Oh, okay, that's all right, cool. That's fine. I'm cool with that. And then we'll just take a share out of this one, which is probably going to sell pretty shit.
It's not about the money.
It's being promoted
about the
by
passion
one
of cooking. The passion. I just want to flip open a book and just go, bam, that's it.
If you're passionate about cooking, Lindsay, you would have already found your own way that you'd like to make spaghetti bolognese.
No, because
you're lazy and you want someone else to find it for you.
See, every time I try and cook it, it's always mistake, and I can't figure it out. So I don't know how to cook. I really don't know how to cook. My girlfriend comes around, she goes, cook me something. Sorry, babe, it's baked beans on bread.
It's not the recipe that's the problem. You're just a shit cook. And it's yet again the time of the podcast for a little bit of meditation.
Meditation, that's right. Time just to relax because we're getting a little bit sleepy, tense. We're just not
sleepy
with it.
And tense.
We just need
don't
to be,
usually go together. But
we need to be put at ease, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be put at ease. That's the main thing.
Well, what's the best way to do that?
A little bit of meditation.
Ask a yoga teacher. They know.
And they will recommend Snitch and Lin's meditation
mm-hmm.
from the Snitch and Lin podcast.
We're the best.
So here's your daily dose, your weekly dose of relaxation. Michael.
Yes, sir?
Is there ever a mat store or a rug store that isn't having a sale?
Never heard of it. It's to have too many mats.
Too many mats. They've got to go.
Hey, Lin.
Yeah.
Why do people whistle in songs?
I have no idea.
It's the worst idea in the world.
Yeah.
I honestly can't name one song with whistling in it that I like.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Mm.
Michael.
Yes, it.
Will Ponytails for Men ever see a resurgence?
Resurgence.
Resurgence. Sorry, can't do that again. Michael. Will Ponytails for Men ever see a resurgence?
Resurgence.
Okay, resurgence. Okay, resurgence. Michael. Will Ponytails for Men ever see resurgence?
Hey, resurgence. God damn it.
Wait, hang on. Do you think Ponytails for Men will ever come back?
Hey, Lens.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, changing how I talk.
How to?
To, like, a little bit lower.
Oh, okay.
A little bit lower.
I thought you were going to go for a British accent. Like, there were 2 pints for 1 squid, right? When you go to the disco, what's the deal between lasers and girls? Why do girls love lasers on a disco floor?
I don't know. I've never been to a disco.
Michael.
Yes, Lance.
Can you use Christmas wrapping to wrap other birthday presents?
I think you already know the answer to that question.
Merry Christmas, Michael.
Hey, Lens.
Yeah.
Speaking of presents.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I still haven't got your present for your birthday yet.
Thanks for that.
Still in the mail.
Still in the mail. It's October. My birthday was in July.
I told you it was coming in October.
Oh, I didn't see lying. It. It's October, Michael. Where is it?
You're going to love it.
Will it be wrapped in Christmas wrapping?
Will be now.
Oh man.
Just so funny.
That last joke. Oh man.
Really got me here.
Yeah.
Right in the funny bone.
Killer. Killer stuff there. Mm. Oh man. Funny stuff by Snitch.
Funny podcast.
Oh, great podcast. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as we have. Honestly, making it and listening to it.
I don't think it's possible to enjoy it as much as we do.
No.
Which shows really just how vain we are.
Yep.
It's been fun. And Lins Band, if you do want to see some more Snitch and Lins,
yeah,
you can always head to our website. Oh, that's right. We have a website.
We have a brand new spanking website. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check it out. What is the address, Michael?
Snitchandlins.com, of course.
Or just Google that and you'll be taken straight there.
Yeah, you'll be sitting pretty with some videos and extra podcasts and all sorts of fun little bits.
Yeah, so check it out and you can give us feedback on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm, Facebook.com/Snitch and Lins. If you can't remember that, just go to the website. It's all linked there. It's all good. It's all part of the Snitch and Lins community.
Tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, when we finish this whole segment right here, it's going to give you another plug for the website.
Oh, awesome.
It needs it, honestly.
Well, Michael, the listeners are
it's
hanging out.
It's worth it.
They're hanging out for the advertisement.
Are they hanging out for the plug?
Here we go. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins. Plug right now.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Now, Lindsay, you're standing in front of the computer now,
yes,
aren't you?
That's right. I am standing in front of our computer. And Michael's a little bit amateur with the mics.
Yeah, shut up.
The mic 7.
I want the mic 7. How is there 7 mics in the studio?
This is how Michael runs the show. It's terrible.